Hello.
Oh, hi, Chevis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. I know you just got off the phone with Kyle, and he asked me to call you because you wanted to set up a new account for the Christmas light business.
Yeah. So like I was telling him, obviously we have the Coleman Home Solutions account with you guys. You guys are doing the Google Guaranteed and Facebook ads for us. So we're wanting to do that with, because we're wanting to do kind of make the Christmas lights its own name, kind of a more just kind of a Christmas theme name versus Coleman Home Solutions. I don't have a website yet, but GoDaddy, is the web host on our Coleman Home Solutions. So I was going to get with them, secure the domain. I've already made sure the domain's available. And then two, I was going to have you guys design the logos. I have an idea of I found a logo that I like, but obviously it's a different company's logo. It's kind of just a real simple logo. So I need to get the logo made up, and then talking to Kyle, I was telling him, obviously on the Facebook advertising, now that I've, been on my phone and what have you, I've been able to see a lot of the guys in my market kind of, how they advertise and what their advertisements look like. And they just look real professional, more professional than something I could do on my end versus, type in and put in emojis and what have you. So I would like you guys to do the Google ads and then the Facebook advertising for it.
Okay. Definitely. I can help you with that. So, if you wanted us to, we can build the site for the Christmas light business. And being that you checked that the domain is available, if it's available for you, it would be available for us too if we went to grab it. I don't know if you, prefer to just purchase it on your own and, have the domain through GoDaddy. But if you wanted us to do that, we could include it for you with the Christmas light business. Okay. So, I would recommend
anything additional.
No, it doesn't. The only difference is that down the road, if you decided to stop working with Local Splash and you wanted the domain, it's a one-time $99 buyout to keep it. So some people just prefer to get it on their own. That way they don't have to worry about a buyout in the future, right? Or you could keep the site and the content, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting and maintenance of the site. So, I know GoDaddy hosting charges are probably a lot, less than that. So if you purchase the domain and you want us to build the site on it, we can do that for you too. And that's no extra charge. So either way, we could include it in the package.
I think I'll handle getting the domain through GoDaddy.
Okay.
So I'll handle that. But yeah, I'll need you guys to build the website and then come up with the logo. So I could email you kind of the, so we're thinking, Blitzen Christmas Light, as the name. And then.
What is it? Blitzen?
Blitzen, like the, reindeer.
Oh, cute.
Blitzen.
Yeah, like Blitzen. Oh yeah, I get it. Okay.
We thought about doing Rudolph, but I think with Rudolph, there's too many, trademarks. Issues with it, so.
Yeah, I like Blitzen better too because it's a little bit more unique than Rudolph. It seems like most people would, go with that. And the logo that you have, you want us to mimic it kind of, right? But make it your own, of course, but kind of do something similar to what you have.
Yeah, I figured with the logo, real simple, not a lot to it, but yeah, so I found one. It's called Santa's Little Helper, and it just basically had two, I can send it over to you, but it has two ridges lit up with bulbs and then a Christmas tree next to it, and it's in obviously Christmas colors, green, red, and white.
Okay. So I'll tell you, being that it's simple like that, we can absolutely do it. but we don't claim to be graphic designers or anything like that. So, you know, every now and then someone will come with some extensive logo work that they want. And, you know, because we're not graphic designers, we wouldn't offer it. But for something simple like mimicking a logo like that with the Christmas, you know, light colors and, you know, the little helper or the Christmas tree or what have you with the Christmas lights on it, we could definitely do that. That's not a problem.
Okay, so you're seeing it?
No, I was going to look it up. Is it under your city and state or is it under a different?
No.
Put in Santa's Little Helper?
Yeah, put in Santa's Little Helper. And what I did was Christmas installation logos and it pops up under images.
Okay. Let's see here.
Looks like, so I'm looking on Zillion Designs. I just clicked on the photo and it takes me to Zillion Designs.
I see it. Does it have it looks like it has two little rooftops and red lights, and then it has the Christmas tree with the white lights on it next to it?
Yeah, so they have two, I would kind of like if you guys could make two logos, because sometimes depending upon the background, you want it to have the black background and sometimes the white background.
Oh, yeah, I see that. They have the black one and then they have the white one too, right?
Yeah.
I see that. Okay, yeah, no problem. I can put that in the notes for the technician for them to create that for you, but, of course, for your business. The only hiccup you might have, and I don't know if Kyle talked to you about this, is we'd have to use a different address and a different phone number, because the way Google is, if anything is conflicting or duplicate, it would then hurt your rankings on Coleman Home Solutions, which we don't want to happen either, you know?
Okay.
So we can get a call tracking number for you and include it. That's no problem, where we would purchase a brand new 479 area code number and it could forward over to your number. So that way, for an end user, it's not showing the same number ending in 8744 where it would potentially conflict, right? But okay. Do you have another address in the area other than the 1220 Sunshine Court that you could use for the light business?
Well, yeah, so we've recently moved, so we've got a different address.
That might benefit you, yeah.
Yeah, so what's our new address is 410 Woodland Street.
Okay.
And it's Arkansas.
Okay. 410 Woodland Street.
And Lowell is Lowell, Arkansas. And the zip code is 72745.
Okay. So what I would recommend is use that one for the Christmas light business and keep the one for Coleman Home Solutions as it is, because on that listing, the address is hidden on the profile anyway. So even though you have a different address, it won't affect that business because it's already hidden. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so let's just, let me see here. I want to see if we have your cell phone listed as a secondary number on the Coleman Home Solutions. So I don't want to set up the account under your cell number because that also would conflict.
Could you do it under my wife's phone number? And
of course. Yeah, and then what we could do is it doesn't matter which number we would forward it to. We could still forward it to your business line or your cell line. You know, we would just have to notate it very clearly that we're just using your wife's number to create the account so it doesn't conflict. So unless you wanted her to take client calls, then we could use that, you know, as the forwarding number.
No, yeah.
But
so
okay. I was thinking.
Yeah,
probably
they
not.
Could just come to me.
Okay, so what's her number?
316-841-3182.
Okay.
Her name's Kristen, in case you need it.
Of course, yeah. I'll put her on here anyway as an authorized user. That way, if she ever calls in with questions, you know, they'll be able to help her. Kristen, wife, is authorized on this account. Okay. So for the call tracking purposes, do you want us to forward it over to the business line or to your cell line? Which would work better?
Well, question on that. So with the call tracking, would I get any type of notification so I could tell kind of the difference between someone calling Coleman Home Solutions or someone calling the Christmas lights line?
Yes.
Or is it just...
So when it comes in through the call tracking number, it'll actually say either the call tracking number on the ID, which you'll have that, you'll know what the number is, so you'll be able to recognize it, or in some cases it actually says local leads. So when you get a call and you see on the caller ID that it says local leads, then you know it's coming in through that call tracking number and it's associated with the Christmas light business.
Okay. Yeah. So let's do it to the work number.
Okay. Which is the 479-412-8744?
Yes.
Correct? Okay. So I'm going to put that. And 479 still would be a correct area code for the Christmas lights business instead of 316 like your wife's number, right?
Right. Yeah. Cause that's back in Wichita, Kansas. So yeah, area code here is 479.
Okay. Okay. Also for call track, also use 479. Are you guys recently there from Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah, so we moved down here, about a year ago.
Oh, cool. That's neat. How do you like it compared to Wichita?
It's horrible. We hate it. No, it's
oh,
great.
No.
We love it.
That would be
we
so
love
sad because, you know, once you go out of state, it's kind of hard to come back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So what email would you like me to send the confirmation to?
You can send it to my personal email, so the ccoleman@live.com. That's the email I check the most.
ccoleman@live.com.
Yeah, live.com. Yeah, I check the other ones, but I'm for work at my – I'm just always in my live account checking.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and this doesn't have to get published or anything. It's just so that we can correspond back and forth between us and you. So for the official name, is it Blitzen Christmas Lights, or how do you want it to?
Yeah, Blitzen Christmas Lights.
Okay, Blitzen.
Yeah, so in the domain, yeah, so Blitzen Christmas Lights, and then the domain that I checked is just blitzenlights.com.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And then let me refer back to the other account for that address. Okay. 410 Woodland Street, Lowell. Okay. So let me put that in here. And it's 72745, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So for this package, we will still honor the same pricing that you had on your first profile. Obviously, that type of pricing isn't available anymore, but I'll still honor it. So it would just be $249 month to month, and then the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only. And then let me just indicate here that we're also going to include the site and the Facebook ads. Okay, got it. So did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
So I've got my credit card.
Okay, and does it display your name or the business name or both?
It's just my name.
Okay. And then does it have a middle name or initial, or is it just Chevis Coleman?
Just Chevis Coleman.
Okay, and then for the billing address, is it set up under the new billing, or would it be a different address?
It's under my new address. Yeah, the Woodland Street.
Oh. Perfect. Okay, good, because that actually saved and it carried over, so it'll stay the same. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So the card number is going to be 4003-4477-3194-5087.
Okay, and expiration?
Expiration is going to be 1228.
And then the code?
The code is 108.
108. Okay. So what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then we'll create that appointment for my technician to call you later, and that way they can get started on, you know, going over your keywords, building your website, you know, creating that logo and getting you placed. Are you planning on obtaining the domain? Can you do that today, or do you want to?
I'm actually doing it right now.
Good. I love that. You know, that's my favorite thing about talking to business owners is you guys are the best multitaskers. You have to be to run a business, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
What's in Christmas Lights?
And then please state your name and title with the company.
Chevis Coleman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. On a side note, that concluded the voice verification recording, but just on a side note, I want to let you know, since it's a Christmas light business, we do offer seasonal holds. So when you get to your off season, just call us and tell us to stop the billing. And then the next season would roll around and we would, you know, discuss a date where you wanted to reinstate it. That way you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Okay. And then, I did get the blitzandlights.com domain through GoDaddy.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm so glad that you're on top of it there. So now, your wife might have just gotten a text from me just because we put the account in her name, but, I'm going to see if I can put your cell phone number in here, and if it won't conflict, I'll leave it. If it will, we'll just kind of, you know, leave it at that and maybe send the text through the call tracking once it gets set up. But let me just see. Did you get an email from us that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
So,
or your initial invoice?
I got the one I got at 117, so I think that's from when I talked to Kyle. So
okay.
It says action needed, create your Facebook page, and then
okay. Remember, we're using the C. Coleman at Live. I don't know if you have the same or a different email set up for the other, but
yeah. So actually, I did. It just popped up. It just updated. But yeah. So Local Splash initial invoice. I did get it.
Yep. Perfect. So if you open that email, there's going to be a little link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. So that loads, it'll take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, Chevis, and there's going to be two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug your name in and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's being sent to you in the welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in for you. Because once you do that, you're grandfathered into this rate and it'll ensure that it never goes up. And then for the client interview... Oh,
I think I got it all done, and when it takes me to the local Splash dashboard,
yes,
will I have a different login than the Coleman Home Solutions?
Yes, great question. You absolutely will. So the login, I'll send it to you now. It's in your welcome email, but you're going to have a different. I'm going to think that it's going to be your wife's phone number for the username, and then let me just double-check here what the password will be. And you know that that's a temporary password too, just to let you in. So if you choose to change it once you get in, you can. So yep, I'm right. It's your wife's phone number for the username, and the password is all lowercase, all one word. It's best profit. So I just sent you a separate email that has the login credentials to it just so that you can refer back to it. Okay. And then for the client interview, it takes approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. You guys are on Central Time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a 3 o'clock open or a 4 o'clock. Would either of those work?
Maybe the 3 o'clock. So I got to head back to my full-time job.
I see.
3 o'clock should work. But for any reason, sometimes I do get tied up with a customer where I can't answer my phone. So if for any reason, if they call at 3, if they could try back at 4.
I can't book both of the slots, but what I can do is block out the whole hour from 3 to 4. And that's also just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. I also don't want you to panic and, you know, say, hey, I'm open now. How come they're not calling? You know, at least if I book out that whole hour, you can be assured that they'll call you within that hour. And then also, Chevis, I'll put a note in here for them to try you on 3 different attempts. So if they're open right at 3 and they call you and it goes to voicemail or something, I'll tell them to try again in like 5 minutes later. And then if that doesn't work, I'll have them try a third time 15 minutes later. That way, if you see, you know, the technician calling you 3 different times, you'll know that it's us, okay?
Okay. And then do you need anything from me on the GoDaddy account for the Blitzen?
Yes, they're absolutely going to ask you for that during the client interview. I can notate it now if you have it. Did they make you create a username and password or anything, or did they just ask you to, if you wanted someone else to build the site, that you'd have to add us to the domain? Or
so right now, I got done paying with it, and it says blitzenlights.com is ready. Based on your domain, we've built a coming soon page for Blitzen Lights using AI that features lighting fixtures content. It has publish or not now as an option.
Okay.
Probably not now.
Yeah, I would put not now.
And then what I was going to say, is it easiest if I just give you guys my login to my GoDaddy account?
That's usually how they do it. They'll usually ask you for who the domain is by, and then they ask for the login, and then they just go on and build content on it that way.
So I can give you my GoDaddy credentials.
Okay.
I think I'd sent it to them the other day so they could, when they redid my original site.
Yeah. Oh, you have one of our sites also for the Coleman then, right?
Yeah, now I do, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was looking at. It looked like one of our sites, but I wasn't sure because it said in the notes that it was your own domain, and I didn't see that it was copied over to where it was a local Splash site. But I'm like, gosh, it looks like one of our sites. So now I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the username?
So it's just my email, so ccoleman@live.com.
Okay, that's easy. And then
password is capital K, LAM, 2583, exclamation point.
Capital K, and then lowercase LAN, 2583, exclamation point.
Yeah, and so it's M as in Mary, not N as in Nancy.
Oh,
so.
I'm happy I read it back. Okay, no, I had N like Nancy, so let me fix that. L like Larry, A, and then M like Mary, right?
Yep, 2583, okay, exclamation point.
Got it. Okay, so that looks good now. Okay, so I'll put that in the notes for the technician, so you're all good to go there. And then I want to circle back to your Coleman Home Solutions, because Kyle mentioned that you wanted to add Google ads on that one too, because he said you were doing them on your own, but you wanted us to kind of take over it. Was that the case, or am I misunderstood?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the case. So, and I was telling Kyle, so I had got an email from you guys earlier about accepting an invitation for local for Google ads, and it was from you guys in at Local
mm-hmm.
Splash. So I clicked on it and it linked it. And so when I was talking to Kyle, I pulled out my Google Ads account. And so
yes.
when I pull up my Google Ads account, I see the account that you guys made and then the account that I had made this last week.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know if I just cancel the other one or do I just, because I'd started a campaign, but I really didn't know what I was doing. So it's not a good campaign and I was wanting to stop it.
Okay, so I think you don't have to cancel it. I think that you can leave it separate, and here's why. And, of course, the technician will answer it for you and go more in detail when they call you at 3. But if you're doing your own campaign, that requires that you, you know, give them a budget. So once you stop giving them a budget on that duplicate, then they're just going to stop running ads for you on it. It's not going to conflict with anything, right? So you can have a couple of different Google Ads accounts without them conflicting. But on our agreement or our policy that we have with Google is our minimum budget to run ads is $300 a month. And I don't know if Kyle explained that to you or not. But if you wanted to add them, I definitely could. And then rather than you paying $249 monthly, you'd be paying, what, $549 monthly, but you would get that extra bucket of $300 of Google Ads. And we only charge a 25% management fee on it. So you, that's well below industry standard, which is 35%. And the reason why a lot of people hire us to do it rather than doing it themselves is that our technicians can see which keywords are getting the most bang for their buck, where they're the most cost effective, where they're getting the most return on investment. You know what I mean? So it's
I definitely mm-hmm. want you guys to do it because, I mean, the shit in here, I have no clue what it's, you know.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing.
Me.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so let me add it on to here, and then let me see here.
And I'm just trying to figure out how do I even stop this campaign? Campaign status, enabled pause.
Let me see if once I'm done adding it, if someone from customer service can jump on and help you do that, because, you know, they would be able to answer that a lot better than me. So hold on, I'm going to put it in. We work on a GChat system throughout the office, so sometimes if I, you know, tag certain people, they'll get back to me right away. So let's see here.
I just was able to pause it. The one that I had set up.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay. And if you have a budget remaining there, you might want to eventually turn it back on just until the budget runs out, unless it's set up on an automatic renewal. You don't want it to, like, ding you once it runs out again, you know? So, you know, that's something that they can help you with when they call you back at 3. And then for the Coleman Home Solutions, we have a Visa ending in 2896, do you want me to charge the $300 on that same card for the Google Ads?
Yeah, but when's that first going to go through? Because I, my business account, I kind of leave it slim, and so I need to transfer some money to it.
Oh, I can actually set up the invoice now and process it later today or even in the morning if you like.
Well, when I transfer money to that account, it always takes like 3 days for it to fully get in that account. And I just got a feeling that I usually only keep about $300 in that account. Can I pay? Can you just charge it to my credit card and then?
Yeah, I can do a one-time payment on it on a different card, and then go back in and store the original card for future billing.
Yeah, that's what they did the other day.
Okay, let's do that. So let me. So I set up the invoice for the Google Ads, and today is September 4th. I just got to fix the billing date. And then for the one-time payment, go ahead. I'm ready for the card number.
It is 4003.
Okay.
4477.
Got it.
3194.
Okay.
5087.
Okay. And then expiration?
12 of 28.
And then the code?
108.
Now, is this one under the Woodland or under the Sunshine Court?
Under the Woodland.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so let me put that one in for the billing. Oh, actually, just so I don't have to go back, give me the number again on the street.
So it's 410 Woodland Street.
That's it. Okay.
And that's in Lowell, Arkansas, and zip code is 72745.
72745. Okay, perfect. So I stored that. Now, 300 is the minimum budget. You don't have to stick with that. So most people, I recommend that you start with that because I like to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. But some people say, no, Tina, I want to start with 500 or I want to start with a bigger budget. But are you okay with the 300 for the starting point?
Yeah, let's just do the 300 to start with.
That's what I always say too. Yeah. Sometimes people, I want to start with 2000 and I'm always like, why not make a return on it first and then invest more, you know? So,
right.
What I'm going to do also, if you're okay with this, Chevis, is, we can't have the Google Ads bill on the 4th and then have your, regular subscription bill on the 16th. So is it okay with you if, your next billing for your local optimization is on the 16th, it shows. So is it okay with you that after that one processes, if I put the Google Ads together with your other subscription and just make the 16th the billing date for everything, which means I just push out the billing on this one for 2 weeks for free. So rather than you paying again.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'd like it to be on the same date.
Yeah, okay, so that way you won't have to worry about paying, you know, on the 16th and the 4th. Just starting in October, you'll be paying it all on the same day, and it'll be $549. Okay, so good. I think we're all on the same page there. So I will I'll have somebody call you from the Google Ads department also, and I'll try to maybe set it up for 4 o'clock-ish, so that they set up the keywords properly and where you want the ads to run and so on and so forth. So I'll try to see if they can call you, you know, sometime around that 4 o'clock mark. If not, I'll call you back and I'll let you know what time we're going to set that up for, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. So you're all good to go. So I enjoyed talking to you. And then if you have any questions, you can call me. I'm at extension 777, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.